Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Trump promises comeback for U.S. coal to reopen hundreds of coal-fired plants. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Federal regulators have approved the expansion of Montana's Spring Creek mine, extending its life by 16 years and supporting 280 jobs. The decision aligns with President Trump's pledge to ramp up coal production, vowing to reopen hundreds of coal-fired power plants. The Powder River Basin, spanning Wyoming and Montana, has seen declining coal production dropping below 200 million tons for the first time since 1992. Despite this trend, the Trump administration is reversing regulations on emissions and coal plant closures. In a series of social media posts and statements this week, Trump promised to open and reopen hundreds of coal-fired power plants and to get the United States producing energy with beautiful, clean coal. Industry leaders in Wyoming welcome the shift, calling it a much-needed boost for coal. However, environmental activists warned that deregulation could worsen climate change and weaken oversight. As the administration pushes for energy expansion, the battle over coal's future continues. Wyoming superintendent applauds Trump's moves to dismantle U.S. Department of Education. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Thursday to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education, a move he says returns control to the states. Wyoming Superintendent Megan Degenfelder was among state leaders present at the White House ceremony. Cowboy State Daily reported, while abolishing the department outright requires congressional approval, Trump's order cuts it as much as legally possible while maintaining Pell Grants, Title I funding, and resources for children with special needs. Degenfelder praised the move, calling it a win for American students by eliminating federal bureaucracy. Wyoming Education Association, however, strongly opposes the decision, warning it could disrupt funding and policy implementation. The debate over federal involvement in education now shifts to Congress. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.